Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good job. The list in SG. Telling you what? Bro, I see off the salam. Now we can be up. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Aho, Ducky and Pig. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Indigenous Voices of People. What's going on out there in the world today, my good people? This is your co-host, Jabril Salam, and I mean Strong Bear Abdullah LB. And we are co-hosting with Chinupa Gluha Money of the Strong Heart Warrior Society, member of the Free and Independent Lakota Nation. This is the Indigenous Voices of People, folks, where your radio show. You can express your views, share your knowledges, raise your voice, and bring awareness to issues and things going on in your neck of the woods, or your reservation, town, city, county, what part of the country, Turtle Island, that you come from. What nation you represent, what community, what family, what clan. Well, we as Indigenous people here at Turtle Island, we've been fortunate with another platform, thanks to our sister, Leona Brando Abram, who from the East Coast, through her struggle for freedom and justice for those people who are incarcerated, she fights on that front, and she extended this show to us, Indigenous people, so that we can have this show, Indigenous Voices of People. So we say a prayer for her daily, and every week we give honor to her and we thank her for her courageous activism and her fight for freedom and justice for all those people who are incarcerated across Turtle Island and treated unjustly in those prisons, detainment center camps. So we always start our show with a prayer. We thank the great mystery, great creator of life, Kalawadala, for all the bounty and mercy, and all the beauties of life extended to us, and all the extended kinships. And we thank everybody for all their participation in this show, and engagement, and sharing of the wealth of knowledge blessed upon them. So we're going to start with a prayer, and then we end our show with a song. Well, folks, we want to start our show off tonight with a topic which we stress so heavily, and that's our struggle for freedom and independence. And I think every living being, living creature in its right wishes to be free and to live upon that independent nature in which the great creator gave it its life and its existence. And of course, we all ways and means of assisting and cooperating with each other and so forth, so on, in order for life to flourish for all of our kinships across the globe. We steadily implore our people to embrace freedom and independence. independent structure is the natural system, universal system that was created for all the creatures. Even in the commercial world, business is done by contract, by agreement, by consent. Some even by ongoing process of participation. So we as a people struggle for freedom and independence. Why? Because there's no ways to extinguish freedom and independence. People to be their slave, servant, dependent. But as you know, we created free and independent, we're born free. And as they become that age of violence, reason, they are wrong free. Those who wish to corral that and incarcerate that freedom and that independence, these are the corrupted. One of my brothers asked me one day, man, why did the great mystery create these devils? I said, well, we are warriors. We fight against corruption and injustice. They didn't exist. We wouldn't have nobody to fight. So there's always that dual plural opposite except for the great creator himself. Everything is left, right, up, down, dark, night. No plural for so that's our fight, that's our struggle, freedom and independence. So we'll turn it over to Amino Bay. He had some questions come into the studio and he wanted to toss that around with the audience over some topics. And so we implore all our listening audience to call in 657-383-1630 and engage us in some of these topics and understandings, because there's always other ways to look at things and other knowledges. So share with us so that we all may learn and grow, prosper and go forward. But we would like to hear it from that indigenous side, from that side of what is freedom, what is it. We had a question that most people, we asked a question that asked, who are you? So I'm going to turn that over to Brother Amin, go ahead.
Yes, the question is, who are you, and do you know what is your purpose here on this earth? Because I'm asking that question because if you don't know who you are, you let someone else define who you are, then you are who that person says you are. And still you're telling the person to define your own character, your character, and let them know. So, how it is, if you can give me some answers, listen on it, who do you think you, who do you think you are? And not only that, what do you think your purpose on this earth is? And for?
Very interesting question.
Anybody can converse with me on this topic?
That's a heavy topic there. Well, we got a few callers here on the board tonight. Listening audience, those calling in, is there anybody there who would like to engage on this topic?
And that topic consisted who I am, huh?
Yeah. Right,
what is your purpose of being who I am?
Hello, this is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, how you doing tonight?
Good, how y'all?
Oh, I'm doing great.
I'm just going to answer as honestly as I can. I myself don't even know who I am. being a biracial person, and I think my thing here was to be able to step back through my whole life, through my different ages, and see all this going on in this country, in this world, and see that everybody's fighting each other. People don't understand that everybody has their rights, their freedoms, but everybody's arguing about their own. And nobody can step back and see how petty Bettyism is controlling this country when they speak of their freedom and their rights. To be a person that's born and all your life you're ridiculed, you're spit on, you're judged because you're not your full race of one race and you're not full race of the others, it makes you step back and think and look and observe what the hell I got born in. The only thing it made me was have, gave me was to have more better understanding and a little compassion and empathy towards other people who've been downtrodden, who've been treated wrong, and try to be the best person I can be for those people. And helpful, understanding. So that's all I can basically say for right now.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with us. Would anybody else like to join in on this topic?
I think I was mentioning a couple of things earlier to determine what was going on. This is Chinoop. I don't know if I'm even being listened to. I don't even know if you clicked me on.
We got you. We can hear you.
Okay, so let me look at this understanding here real seriously and openly. From a heart's point of view, okay, whether the circumstance is detrimental or whether the circumstance is of its own character. First of all, I remember Amin saying that the topic of this understanding was about who am I or who I am, okay, just to kind of give that benefit of a doubt to everything that's in place. Well, let's take a look at it from an indigenous perspective, okay, and this is where it's going to kind of get really critical to understand that, because a majority of our people have always said this. Oh, we went through this and that. We went through hard times. We went through all this. Okay, we've all said that from one way or the other. But let's look at the biggest piece of where it came from. See, that's the part of who I am. Okay, so who I am is basically the person that defends the purpose of people's human rights as an existing factor to who we are as a people struggling to remain free. I can only give it in that perspective to outline the understandings of what people are really supposed to be seeing from a philosophical standard that belongs to them. So if the great mystery was to show up and say, who are you? Because remember, Ten Commandments, they made a movie where I am who I am. I am this, I am that. Okay? John Trudell and the group Exit, they all made songs about that. I am who I am, and who I am I shall be. I am the image of myself. I am Indian. They would say stuff like that, okay? So this is the imperialistic mindset that belongs to white people. So why I'm saying that openly is until we realize and really reflect on the topics that belong to us as a native people, as an indigenous people, as the people struggling to remain free, that's the only way we're ever going to get these illustrations toppled for the purpose of why we are on this radio show expressing good intentions. Now, the reason why I say it in that fashion, I say it with this open heart to that understanding. Just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians may not mean they're Indians, because that topic still raises a question in the eyes of our Lakota people, bad and otherwise, okay? And the reason why I stress it like that all the damn time is because I look back on, if one sage stalk that grows on our grandmother, the earth, one sage stalk, okay, if it can talk, which it does, if it ever talked in English, it would say something different, see? It wouldn't say, I am sage. Everything's alive, the eagles, everything. And so what I'm reflected to, we've been caught up in this philosophical standard of the mindset of why America does this to us. We're forgetting who we are and where we're going as a once free people. And I say that to help people take a look at the outline that's supposed to be detrimental to our own existing safety factor and otherwise. So some don't get that to even reflect to it. See, the great mystery gave us a value, and that value is called life. And there's another parenthesis that matches that, and it's called love. And so, Jabril, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Keep going.
Okay, so get a piece of paper right there, right now. I'm going to show you something. Write down L-I-F-E, life, and then write down underneath it, love. Okay? So when you get them two written in the English consonants of L-O-V-E-L-I-F-E, this is the symbolic retroid that creates confusion, folks, because we've been subjugated to white supremacy, white think, white capability of white, you know, privilege and all this crap that belongs to the white man. We're forgetting our communication to everything that is still alive. So now you got the letters, you know, L-I-F-E for life, and then you got L-O-V-E for love.
Yeah.
Okay? So what's the difference between those two words, life and love? What's the difference, folks?
One is the V.
One is the F and one is the of.
What's the difference?
I am.
Say that again. What's the difference,
I
though? What's the difference?
What is the difference, life and love? Difference in the spelling is IF and OV.
So what I'm saying is, what's the difference between those two words?
Not much difference if you know the meaning of
them. There is a difference between them. Yeah, you got the IF and the OV. Yeah, that the difference is the two words itself. One says life, which is the body you have. One is love that you create when you have affection for a woman, or a woman has affection for a man. Okay? But the difference between those two words is what's in the center of them, right?
Right.
Okay? That's the problem with humanity, all of you. You're forgetting, man, what's in the center of you, see? All of you are, because we still keep not blaming the white race for our circumstantial behavior that affects us. Look, they're coming out with all kinds of diseases, and they give them the name. And all you people that are listening out there, listening audience, this is you. And don't get offended, and I don't give a damn if you do, because that's not my problem. You're allowing them to dictate collectively the medicines that don't work for you. And you all got masks on. See, the white race is out here to destroy the populated areas of people.
And so he makes that attempt to do that. And so when he tells you something in your head, your brain, when he tells you something, you go for it, you believe it. And then if he doesn't get you to accept that, he takes your money away from you. He takes your food stamps. He takes your Social Security. He takes your Social Security income. That man is the devil. So when Brother Amin said, who am I? The word, I know, who am I, okay? Well, who are you? White race, you're the devil in true form. Every other person of color are connected to a supernatural spiritual person that we don't have to reflect to that. We know who we are. But the hard part today, what people are saying and what Brother Amin's trying, he wants you guys to amplify and engage in that. But here's the catch. You're going to say things like, oh, yeah, when I was in school, I don't give a shit about school. All you got to do is back up. I've been ridiculed all my life. You're gonna, anything's going to, everything that is ridiculable comes from the white race. That controlled substance of what he does, primitive and otherwise. We as the two-legged people never took the opportunity to blame that man. Because we've been cultivating his behavior, and we've been eating it every effing day, and we haven't even figured it out. And we're still over there getting it from him. You see what I'm getting at? We can never do for ourselves and prepare it for a better place for our existing children that are coming behind us. Sad but true. Now, there is a resolve. And there is a strong solution to it. If we all can think how freedom works, how to exercise and contemplate independence, we can stop all this, you know, negative captivity and behavior that the white race is doing to us as a once free people. Everybody has got with the white man's way of life. They're afraid to put it down, myself included. I'm using these damn automobiles to drive, to get from place to place to bring back donations. We have no horses. We don't believe in hunting, fishing, gathering any other fruits and berries from the nature itself. So we got to find ways to do that. These are essential values. They're not bad, but they're good. And we have to do this as a people. And so who I am is what I'm saying. Who I am as a dog soldier, as a Lakota Ikchewichasa, has the name of Chanupa Guluha Money. Chanupa Guluha Money. So until all of you out there start getting back into who your identity is as at once, free person, then you'll know who you are, and then you actually can say, I am this, rather than who am I. See, that's a big topic that, and a beautiful one that Brother Amin just made a proposal to you guys to take a good look at amplification and understanding, man, the nature and dynamics behind it, that word, who am I. Well, I got one that's really simple. When you take a look at what surrounds us right now, this is September 10th, 2021. September 10th, 2021. We have never experienced 94 Fahrenheit degree weather in September. So when the earth is combating this virtue, any other state, it's being cooled. They're starting to experience the fall of autumn coming in. Leaves are turning yellow. Certain birds are leaving. This is the thing that we talk about in a sense of reflecting back to how seasons work and change. Like I've told many, many of people that tried to cross-examine and understand something. There are seven sacred things that create water, and sometimes some of it's harmful. And they're going to always be here after we're all gone. But it's the civilized and modernized white man that creates this. He even wants to try to control air. He wants to control everything he can put his hands on. That's why he's a noisy man. He'll never be calm. He'll never be quiet. And then when he wants quietness and you interrupt it, he blows up. What the hell you think you're doing? Can't you see I'm standing here trying to be at peace with myself? That's the arrogancy of his bipolar disorder that he discharges. That's the white man. His women will say the same thing. Oh, for heaven's sakes, what is possessing your mind to interrupt me when I'm meditating to my great spirit, to my father, my holy Lord? White man, see? All of those things depict the white race, its behavior, when in fact it's him that you all adapt this colonial power from. And you're afraid to put it away. So needless to say, when you do look at the sage, the rocks, any bugs that are on earth and stuff, you still try to shoo them away. You'll never find peace because you never had it before. You'll never allow yourself to have a connection to the great mystery because you don't even know who in the hell he is. And then you'll turn around and say this. You got people out there that are making excuses to get you to accept this vaccination that doesn't work. But that's how governments, remember what I've been saying on this radio show. They don't have to come in with a full grade of military to wipe out an Indian village anymore. When you act out of the ordinary, act out of the ordinary, your anger, whatever, that's why that man kills you. He calls for backup. So 8, 9, 10 police officers come, and the minute you try to act belligerent in the face of trying to tell him he is wrong, which that white devil is wrong, he engages with the brutality to kill you, to take your life. That's the way they are. They'll never change. They'll never go away until you make them. You have to make them. Look at that guy that just went by in that car. That's what I'm saying. The white race is a fucking noisy race. They'll never have peace of mind. And you all allow it. You pay your taxes. You vote. You accept it. You like the white circumstantial privilege that is forced upon you. My God, folks, stop and take a look at yourselves and what the hell you're doing. You're allowing that man to dictate the responsibilities that destroys you within when you can fix yourself by accepting the great mystery, the earth mother, the animal creatures, and everything that's dear to her. You can. But the hard part is you all want to talk. That's how you solve the problem. If we all can come together and put the blame on this white man, you got CNN, you got, man, all of these news outlets that are blaming each other, but they're not blaming the system that created all of this havoc. Biden could never fix it. Trump could never fix it. All the people that get in there, this is how Rome works. They constantly put things in place. Don't forget, Julius Caesar said this, and it's recorded in history. He said he wanted to give the power back to Rome. Give the power back to Rome, her true self. And as all white people that interpret it that way, that created a Republican base, and they created a Democratic base, so people can still argue and fight in Senate. You see what I'm getting at, folks? If you understand the white racist behavior, that's the key to the throne. When people say, how are you going to do this? They're going to say, okay, so all of us get together and we file a genocide complaint against the American people, even the white race. This will create such an impact of a confusion. They're going to fight us, and we want that. We want them to fight. So it adds to the fuel of why genocide is the way it is, because it's about ethnic cleansing. And so when it's ethnic cleansing to reduce, all you have to do is take a good at how many other animals on my earth, in my country of Turtle Island, that are destroyed beyond extinction. That white man did that. And he's tried it to every living creature on this earth that has two legs. Every living creature that has two legs. That white man did that. And the only one he was successful with was our black brothers and sisters. He stripped them of their identity. He stripped them of their names. And most of all, took them from the freedom that they had from the country that gave them the ability and the noble standard to live free according to the continent they're from. And they brought them into our country, and as a heartfelt people of the life we have, the heartfelt people of the life we have, we took them in. We took them in because they too were running from captivity. This is all these plantations that created all this heinous behavior. Remember, in them plantations, the white man can't have sex with his wife, so he forced himself upon all them women that were in slave mentality that worked on these plantations. That white man did that. Not only did he rape these women and have sex with them, he was debauching the kids. That man did that in the name of the Holy Father, which we don't know. I don't know Jesus. I sure in the hell don't know God. But those are words of the image of the white race created that. And so when he outlines the big picture, the original Bible that was created for them to guide by, they don't even have it. It don't belong here. But the white man interprets it all the time. He's a liar. He's the devil. Every commandment that he written in that book, that white devil broke him. And he still breaks them to this day. That should tell you, folks. And a good quotation my grandfather Roy Martin once said, when you remove a people from the forest, the people of the forest become unknown. And what becomes unknown, you want to destroy. This is what the white race does. The white man does this to everybody, even you that are listening. That fucker's the devil, whether you like it or not. If I sound offensive and arrogant and, you know, cursing in his vocabulary, I'm sorry. But that's the way he talks. He'll do that every day, and yet you still go for it and you bow your head down. He knows how to humble you, that white man, with fear and hate. And you go for it. You all do. You'll never blame that man. If all our people can pick up the traditional elements to help us grow and get back into the balance of why the bodies are failing with these sicknesses, we can defeat him again. We've done it before, and we can do it again. But as long as he keeps pushing that fear, and all the people, since our elders have left now, a lot of our elders have perished. They left us. They try to promote a legacy for you guys. But here's the catch of how his way of life goes without the legacy. As long as he gives you drugs, alcohol, sociological deformatory, keeping you insensitive to them. Guess what? Folks, you lose. That's the power of the white race. And he still does that because you're all doing it today. And the sad thing is, you can't even look at yourself and understand why it's failing. And I just gave you a description to Jibril. Take a look at the word life and love. The only difference is what's in the center. Well, that center's in each and every one of you. That's the difference. They're the same. Because that's what, if you have life, you know how to make love. And if you destroy both of them within yourself, they're just words. There's nothing remaining in the center. And I rest my case with that. That's the equivalency of who I am. Back to you two, brothers.
Wow, that was such an in-depth answer from a very interesting perspective. We could dissect that for a few days. That was a deep explanation of who I am, the center, which raises another question. That center being the heart. You said, look, he mentioned look inside yourself, you know, which made me reflect upon the heart. And you said the center, life and love. Without life, there is no love. Without love, you can't reproduce life. The center, where is that the balance, the center? What's the center of it? The heart. The seat of the spirit is the heart. And he mentioned about confusion of the brain, so to confuse who you are. So in order for one to know who he is, I mean, I guess he would have to look to his center, huh?
Yeah.
Look to his heart. Look to his spirit, huh? We thank you, Brother Tanupa, for that understanding. Is there anybody else who would like to expound or share an understanding of who you are and what is your purpose of life? Or if you would like to open another topic, feel free to jump in.
This is Rachel again.
Hey, Rachel.
Yeah, I'm going to go somewhere with what Tanupa, standing up to those white people. Yeah, when you stand up to those white people and that law and those police, they're going to get brutal on you. I know it. Two white officers, a county and a city, came in on me. Knowing I did no wrong, my story was backed up when I asked the officer, we done here, right? And he kept detaining me. And when I walked off, those two male officers jumped me. Two male officers, when I was 6 months pregnant, jumped me. One put a gun to my back. The other one put his fucking boot. And then his knee on my shoulder, had me down on the ground with my head between my legs and putting cuffs on me. Now, when you stand up to them, they will get brutal. And when I went to court and I told the judge everything, the judge threw my case out. And she also told that officer, you better be thankful this woman does not file a civil lawsuit against you. But those two police officers went there because of my name. And they made up their mind they were going to get brutal with me. It don't matter if you comply with them. But when you stand up, you know your rights. I walked away. They got brutal. White people don't like you walking away from them. They don't like you telling them the truth. They don't like you knowing your rights. It pisses them off.
Yeah, I guess that's why they call it white supremacy. They think that they have a right to be brutal and disrespectful and all these other That's the corruption. That's the corruption.
I had another guy, cop, jerk me out of the car. I did what he told me. I just got my license plate in for my car. He told me to hand it to him. It was right there. He could see it. When I did, he stuck a gun to my head and started screaming, "Get the F out of the car. Get the F out of the car." He slammed me on my trunk. "Why did you do that? Why did you do that?" "Because you told me to." They look for a reason to want to pull a gun. They look for a reason to want to rough you up. And if you're ready, you're going to stand up to the white people, you better get ready, because they will, because they're going to go batshit crazy on you. And they do need to be stood up to. But they don't. They don't like anybody who knows their rights and walks away from them. It does. It pisses them off. They get, especially police. Now, if you take some average Joe out here, they may walk away from you. They may not like what you hear. They may get pissed off and scream and then stomp off. But when you display that with the officers, they do. You better get ready. But I've always stood up to the officers, and I've told them, got accused of doing something here in my neighborhood. I stood up, told my rights, and the guy started screaming at me, "Okay, why do you go? I got it. I got it. Why do you go?" I said, "Yeah, you got it. Now you better get the hell out of here. And you better go tell those people to stop the erroneous shit with me."
All righty. Well, thank you for that comment, Rachel. And anybody else would like to comment or come in on the subject of who I am and what is my purpose here on Earth?
If I may do this for everybody that's listening, and I want you all to check this out, all of you. Okay, now hear me on this. And you Indians can get pissed off at it if you want to, because I'm speaking about you, because you don't know how to say no. I know how to say no, so I'm out of the picture. What I'm going to share with you can really be detrimental to your well-being. All of these Mickey Mouse Indians that just want to love to eat cheese sandwiches and out there to, you know, slave master the white man and rub his back and scratch him and soap him up and shit. You know what they're doing to all of you? They're selling you out, but yet you're not saying a word to them. You got all these people that claim to do this land buyback in this country of ours. They protest in Rapid City. They're all over the place doing this shit, okay, in the name of indigenous people. I'm the only guy making stinks about it, and it's hard for me to do this. But a lot of you have information about these people playing Indian out there. And then they really sociologically implement that same fashion to the white race, where the white men think they're the real Indians and you're less than nothing. So my point to this understanding of what I'm reflecting to is that just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians don't mean they're Indians. And they do this. They're doing this all over in the name of indigenous blood, indigenous identity. You got them Nick Tilsons, you got the Mark Tilsons, you got all of them. Those are my nephews from my sister, Joanne Paul. And the hard part is, them little two half-breed guys think that they are the Indian. No, they are. Lakota, in particular, is a man that remains with his people. They keep buying up land that they be sucking, you know, countless millions of dollars from the white race from, okay? This is what's going on that none of you want to speak on, okay? I am who I am, so I can speak about these guys lying to the people. So I saw this in Rapid City the other day, where these hoop dancers were putting on an exhibit in a bar for the white race that were drinking.
intoxifying themselves with alcohol beverages. Okay? This is what these half-breeds were doing. Half-breeds, okay? I'm a half-breed. But I would never do that. If I won't, and if I can't blame that white man, the blood that I'm from, if I'm a half-breed. Oh, unfortunately, I'm not. My blood's red. My blood's Mexica, Shahiala, and Lakota. And the sad part is, this land buyback people stage all their events. And yet alone, you all praise them. Oh, right. They're doing no. It'll never happen. It'll never change. It'll never go away. I disagree with it because they're stroking the back of the white man. In other words, if they could suck on the white man's neck, they'd give him a hickey. Okay, because some of them half-breeds are doing that. Okay? Yet alone, when it comes to the rights of their people, they don't know what they're standing for. There's a way to do things and a way not to do things. Take a look at it. A brother friend of mine that I've known by the name of Ryan White Eagle, came and told me this, that he wanted to express openly about these Tilson brothers and everyone else that followed them. Okay? And here's the catch. They want people that can surrender to them and follow their lead. Well, I'm not that way. I never have been and never will, even though they're my family. See, that's the hard part with indigenous people. We know who our mortal enemy is, and we know who is the one doing this for the sake of the white race. But yet, we won't put the damper on them because all the news media and outlets are blocked from real voices that want to speak on topics that are aimed at your own people misbehaving illegally and otherwise. And the sad thing about it is, folks, you're all in it. You're all in it because you're too busy talking about something different. We know what the abuse is. We know what they're going to do. We know that. But when are we going to do for ourselves to fight them? We have to fight them. Or they're going to keep getting away with this moratorium. It's right there. Don't tell me it doesn't exist. It does. So when these land buyback people that came out with all these parentheses of money from the federal government's perspective, you Indians took it. You allowed it. Enough already, man, indigenous people. God damn, quit letting these half-breeds dictate your value of life. That's what's happening here. And they make all these signs, Lakota land, buy back, Lakota land this, Lakota bullshit. Bullshit. I had enough of this stuff, all these half-breeds. That's the sticker Indian. A half-breed's a sticker Indian. Do you remember? Excuse me. Do you remember when they had all these mentally insane poster children? And they called them, man, that's the poster child, right? Well, today, in modern perspective, from an indigenous point of view, the native people are now sticker Indians. Anybody can do it now. And the sad thing is, we're still living like a package of Kool-Aid. Unfortunately, Kool-Aid might be good for certain people, but that's what we have become. We have become a package of Kool-Aid. Sweetened or sweetened, it doesn't matter. It's still the same. What do I reflect on that? What do I mean about it? Well, when you're a package of Kool-Aid, and you're that kind of an Indian, all you have to do is add water, and what happens? It turns color, don't it? That's my reality, all of you. Please take a look at what's happening with all these fake Indians. That's why social media is so eager to take it for you. And you all allow it. Get the hell off the computer. Read. Go outside. Replenish yourself with the Earth Mother. who is struggling, trying to help you guys to free yourself from the captivity you're in. Come on. Let's get some work together. Let's get them to hell. Let's do this. Come on, people. Wake up. Come on, help me do this. I can't do it by myself. You people are turning against Chinooka again. Well, goddammit, man, I don't turn against you. I'm going to remind you what you're doing. And I will remind you. If you can't pick it up and get with the program, shut up. Get the hell away. And get comfortable and die. Speed the process up for the white race. Because you know you're doing that. Fight him. Fight back. Come on. Help me. Get out of your goddamn rocking chair. Let's fight. Let's get these guys. Shit, our kids are hurting by it. And all you're giving them is a goddamn salaries that don't work for them. Come on. Chinooka can't do this by himself. I need your help, people. Come on, help me. Fuck, I'm asking you guys that, and you can't listen? But everything else in the social blog, you listen to that shit? My God, you people, wake up. Enough's enough. The devil's here. The devil is here. And it's up to us to defeat that man. We can. We've done it in ancient times, and we can do it today because we did it today. If my brothers and sisters from Afghanistan can get rid of them suckers, because this was the take of why they were over there, and in every other country that they invade to get resources, they were over there because of lithium and many other resources. That's how evil this man is. He don't like to be told on himself, but that's what you all allow. From the Pentagon clear up to those Twin Towers that went down, they did it, and they blame. Go after other people of color. Sad but true. If you really believe in freedom, and if you want freedom, get up and eat it. Freedom's a beautiful thing, and it's a struggle to stay in it. I know I'm living proof of it. And I will say this as well as bench to the top of the hour. Mitaki epitaku epekile miecha was akehe santiogna obuluste. Meaning, what I said in my language, I take full responsibility with in my heart. Lechalke se takule iwagla kemina haska tawichoye echetia. Lena washichu ki techeon kau pinalila iotion kapina. Tak shiche hena kaka ki umpach papi. Heon satagne waste hinapche okisni. Meaning all the shit that this white man has created, he forced it upon us. And our tribal governments and everybody else that use those names to masquerade that they're the Indians, they're failing the purpose of why you're here. You allow them to do that. All of this colonial, modern, and modernized monetary existence, mammon, money, is really yours. They created that for the souls of your ancestors that spilled blood on top of this earth to fight for you, to have them freedoms. They owe you. You don't owe them. And you have not figured that concept out, my people. You haven't. Because once they give you something, you keep doing that. You need to amplify. Tell people you're sick. Tell people there's something wrong. Tell us, please, tell us. We can help. But you don't want to. So you run to the white man. Please, Mr. White Man, can I get another box of cheese? And you go get it, and he give it to you. Mila huska kilena tehia unkaob na iotion kibnaha, wichonion kitchab hena echa, a kipik te umpetuanzi. Hohena hachi, woyuk chankile makhan kata egnan kapi. Wasichu kilena wakhanshi tahechapi. Seichu hantaku la chikte hanta, chante ogna etuan yo. Chante le laku le eye cracking tiki he yanke, he wo wakha. Walk up, easy. Walk up. Walk up, jump there. Anichi sniki taku lena walk her I quacky okihikte. As Tony Hitchens e looks up sni. Taku lena mila haska, you happy haka bilala. Ho heoncha kitaki o kit hoppy chappy. Na yoksi chappy. As dukte nagin ha wagla cafe. Dukte hey a chano he. Tony Hitchens it's a rash. Was sit you dukte ptala wagla on a taku. Wolfshuta was the egnaka or hecha ilala. I said even elders use chanupa to get ahead, to get a foothold. I know I was disgraced by one for nothing I didn't do. For one, I never done any wrong to except give her the love and honor and help. I can get mad too. I can be a no good rotten SOB. A son of a bitch. I can. But you, the red people, you, the black people, you, the yellow people, are not my problem. The problem's the white race. That's our problem. And you keep going to him. And now grandmas are turning against me again. After all the work I did for them, they turn against me. I showed them things. And my honesty prevailed when I talked to this grandma and gave her that. This bird flew over me, guided over me. I made the truth happen to them. And then when they went home, what did they do? They bastardized me by coming at me by saying, I dismiss people. I do not dismiss you, listening audience. I love you. I stand with you. Dismiss is a military word. Lieutenant Jabril, I'm holding you accountable for your insubordination. Captain, I need you to dismiss him. Captain Amin, I'm giving you a direct order. Lieutenant Jabril, you're dismissed. That's where the word came from. Military, white man. And the grandma said that about me. I'm a man of my word. I keep it. I don't abuse it, even if it's a long time. But I'm an honorable type guy. See my people first. Come see the work I'm doing so you can, you know, get some honor. To see it. I will take care of you. But don't do that and wait till you get away from me where I can't see you in physical flesh and then put words out there to make me look like the bad guy. Bullshit. Say it to my face because I can say it back too because I've done nothing to you people. I've helped you in any circumstance I possibly could to love you because you're the one that's been taken away from our people. You're the one that got removed. You were the person that was displaced, not me. And I look deep in my heart and the kindness of my heart to bring you back and pull you this way. And that's how discouraging, man, you became to me. You know who you are. Emancipate yourself from all that shit that you're in. Quit laying with things that ain't yours. We have sacred birds out here that are meaningful to us as a free people. And the grandmother bird, the buzzard, we do not touch him. We do not touch her feathers. We leave her alone. But yet our people are that stupid to pick it up because they're so, so jealous of wanting everything right away as an Indian. No, being Indian comes with patience. That's just a word that belongs to a white man. In Lakota, we say, Khahia lechus e chokata imaniyo. Khahia chokata kya imaniyo. Khahia chokata kya imaniyo. Walk slow to get to what you're looking for. You don't want it, then you want everything right away. That's not how life works. You don't push yourself to get ahead. That's the white man. The white man puts his hand on everything and it dies. Think about it. And I say that to you Lakota, men and women, all of you, men and women, elders and grandpas. You people need to wake up and see what you're doing and take a look at that reflection to yourself. I learned from my grandfather, Roy Martin. I learned from my late mother, Yvonne Jane Martin. And I also learned from my grandma Cecilia Martin and many other grandmas and grandpas and moms and aunts. I did, and uncles. And one of the greatest things that they all taught me, patience. Learn to use that for the future you're going to encounter. They were right. And so with that, I'm going to wheel it back to you as we're getting down close to the bottom of the hour, as that becomes another episode in our Value of Life. On September 10th, 2021. Back to you, brothers.
All right.
Listen, audience, we are not going to live forever. We have a certain time, and it's on this earth to live. So my question to y'all, are you going to die free or are you going to die as a slave?
Die free or die as a slave?
That's beautiful. I love that, man. I'm waiting for somebody to engage on that little understanding.
Anybody want to engage on that understanding? Live free or die a slave. These are the conditions in which we live under today. Choices we have to make. Live free or die a slave. Somebody please engage us on that topic. I'd like to hear some interesting perspectives on that. For me and mine, we're going to live free. I don't know about everybody else, but from five sacred waters to the sacred black hills to our southern sacred red hills all the way over to our sacred green mountains of smoke, we're going to live free within our boundaries of independence.
It's Oyate.
Oyate, welcome, my brother.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Hey, well, I'd like to make a comment on that and put it out there for the record. I'm going to die free. I want to die free. And that's what I stand for, freedom. And to die free, you have to be able to let your spirit be free. In order to let your spirit be free in the Lakota way, you got to be put on a scaffold anywhere, Black Hills, out on the plain, Badlands, or wherever it is. You got to be put on a scaffold, and that's what I want. I want to live free and die free and be free. So, for the public record, that's where I want to be when I die. On a scaffold, up in the Black Hills, anywhere.
Oh. And that's how you pronounce it. That's what our brother Oyate wants. That's independence, folks. Live it. You implement it. Thank you for that understanding, Oyate. Anybody else to engage on this topic? Live free or die a slave. Back to you, Amin.
The reason why I said that, because it's a saying that is the worst thing that people understand is not knowing they're a slave, thinking they're free, and yet they're still a slave. And that's a sad and pitiful state to be in, thinking free, but yet you're a slave. And Snooper, he touched on the thing and saying that we, an expression that if you want to have something, put it in a book. Everything is in the book. Put it this way. The government does not hide anything from you. You put it in the book because 9 times out of 10, no, people are not going to read it. So I understand what you do with saying. You say read to get understanding of what's happening. When you read, your mind expands and your understanding comes even more deeper. So I understand exactly what he's saying. So that's a part of reading, is to expand your mind and broaden your senses and your consciousness. But if you don't read just on the computer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and basically you radiation and poison yourself because of the radiation of the computer anyway. So, and also he's saying fear is a saying that there's nothing to fear but fear itself. So my question is, what are you fearing? Why do you fear anything? Like I said before, if you fear the Creator makes everything fear you. But you fear man, then the Creator make you fear everything else in the creation. So the question is, do you fear man or do you fear the Creator? Which one created you? Did man create you or did the Creator create you? And who you fear the most?
Any comments? You on the phone?
Hello? Come on, people, engage. This is your show. The show can only be as potent and powerful as those who talk and engage in the show. You know, like she said, not a lot of indigenous people had this type of show. In fact, no, I don't think too many people do have any show with this show right here. And we should be glad that we have this type of a platform to express our, to come on to express our opinion, our thoughts. Whatever, no matter where you're at, what part of the country is, please, we'll welcome your opinion and your thoughts and your concerns. And engage with us, people, so we can understand what's on your mind.
Hey, this is Oyate again. You know, what I was just saying, hey, what I was just saying about, you know, being put on a scaffold when you die. From a Lakota perspective, unless we can do that, we're not free. Yeah, if you're really free, then you can do that. And so maybe that needs to be done for us to be free. Or maybe we need to be free so we can do that. One or the two or both.
On that perspective, Oyate, I would like to say we have had some challenges in the past with doing things according to our traditional beliefs, spiritual practice or belief, and we have met with certain resistance, but we have many victories all across Turtle Island in our independence of how we do our thing according to our belief. And that's how independence works, is that it's not just something you talk about, it's how we live, it's how we express it, it's what we do. And when you have that type of, when you live on that road, none can actually even stand in the way of that. Why? Because that's your way of life. The ego is an ego, and he can never be.
Gabriel.
Yes.
Gabriel. That's Flash, man. No, I'm not talking about something serious, because what I bring to the table is life and death issues. I don't know if anybody around the table has been tracking this, what's been going on, but I have been every day for 21 months. I've been tracking what's been happening from what these pharmaceuticals, Pfizer and Moderna got their EUA in December 2020 to the 9 months of rollout under Operation Warp Speed. 9 months of vaccinations from Pfizer, Moderna, J&J. And now they're looking at mandating under Biden. Yesterday signed a paper, you know, black and white, mandating, requiring all federal employees to be jabbed.
And according to the vaccination playbook, which is under consultation with tribal governments, totally ignoring that. And you have tribal governments representing Lakota people that aren't informed. And yet they've been paid $500 for vaccinations. And now you have employees, nurses, professional people looking at being unemployed. And they're checking these businesses now that have over 100 employees that they want mandated, see? Now, we don't live in the Fourth Reich, but the Fourth Reich was predicted to rise up in America. And the warning was to all English-speaking people, and I heard everybody speaking English, that Britain and America need to change their ways and go back to the Hochulka of Wakantanka or pay some chastisement. And those things are happening today. So if a lot of people don't know what the Third Reich did in Germany, and a lot of that poison and stuff is continuing under pesticides here and GMO foods. So it's still a biological warfare, chemical warfare. And as I warned last March 13, 2020, when we went into the emergency declaration on these reservations and here in America, it was clear we were facing something. And intelligence said in 2019 that this is, they call it a gain of function, or just outright, it's a bioweapon. Now, even the experts that aren't being listened to and being censored, the good guys, now, we want to identify who the big pharma elites are, because they control the Food and Drug Administration. They control the Center for Disease Control because of the money involved. And Dr. Fauci and the Fauciites are bad men, bad women. They're liars. So under the bad man clause, they're perpetrating evil. So if we want to make a stand, and I'm saying it's going to be our last stand, because we were told we got to unite and pull together, otherwise we got 4 years, that's it. So if I'm saying this again on this indigenous voice of the people, that if we don't unite, and the humanity kind of seems like they won't unite unless there's a tornado that ripped through your community and killed half the people there. Then you'll pull together, you know. So it's either something natural that will threaten us, that will make us show our humanity to each other, or lawsuits and money. That's just human nature. That's just the way it is. So if we don't unite, we are under now days and possibly just a few years. So yesterday when your commander-in-chief, President Biden, put that mandate out this morning, he said there's 6 things he wanted done, objective, you know, mandate vaccines requiring that all federal employees. But then one of them is COVID treatment. I bet you none of you heard CNN talk about COVID treatment and all these federal line talking heads, lawyers and commentators and ex-House Republicans and senators and votes at all, you know. So all I got to say is that we better pay attention.
The bottom line is just like the federal government making these mandates, where the tribal governments, you know, little brother to the federal government, they're going to try to make all you guys get vaccinations. They're going to try to vaccinate all the people. Why? Because this genocidal program is going to go forward whether you like it or not. So it's just a matter of time. Everybody's going to have to pick and choose a side.
That's right, and that's right. That's why if you look at France and Italy, those guys are out in the streets. And that's going to happen here, too, if you're going to mandate putting something foreign into my body. No way. Sorry, man. So if the line is drawn, so we're going to see something here unless justice prevails and these evil men are put into the sunlight and that bacteria that covers them is dead. That's the only way it's going to be solved. And the treatment that's here, even the guy that come up with the mRNA technology stated there's 5 medicines that will stop this pandemic. Over. Can anybody understand that? Because Biden said, F you guys, all of you are going to get vaccinated, whether you have a health condition or spiritual law with the Creator that you're going to honor to death. And if Boyate understands that, what he's saying, yeah, we're all going to physically die, but that's just the beginning, man. Some of us, it better be a glorious rising to truth, you know, instead of this bullshit that's being crammed down tribal governments, state governments. Now look at these governors that are, what they're going to be doing. They're going to file lawsuits saying this Biden is unconstitutional, man. You can't do this. So where's the position of these tribal governments? Some of them are saying mandate, jab all of our members and the children too. I don't believe in that, man.
Get rid of
the line is drawn in the sand, man. And that line is going to be red. That means physically people are going to be dead, man. So what's the real deal then? You know, if we want to unite, and we've been told, put down this, all this crap and unite together. Otherwise, maybe 4 years, you know. So you better take that to heart because, you know, if they warned Britain and America, the English-speaking people, years ago, they warned them. And now that chastisement is coming upon all the English-speaking people. And we're seeing that right now. It's going to get worse if we don't stop this bad man and woman that's perpetrating this. And stick up with the good men and women that are fighting this. You know, and that means yellow, white, black, red. There's good in everybody, man. And there's bad also. So,
Gabriel, I want you guys to hear something.
Real,
I'm going to jump in. I'm going to jump in this right now and stop this shit. Listen, this is my little brother Bryce telling you guys something from a tribal government's perspective because he's employed by them. I give him that. But here's the catch. All the tribal employees of the tribal government should have been bitching long, long time ago while our elders were still here. And the reason I'm saying that is every time, look, let's put it this way. The Earth Mother replenishes herself every time she gets pissed off. The same with the Great Mystery. It's civilized and modern men and women. Okay? And here's the one reason why. Look, women have been reduced to a further level to the ground, and men rose above them. So now women are controlled by these men because they all wear pants. Even in indigenous culture, from a matriarchal perspective, sad but true, they all say, well, hey, you got to look to the future. The future is here. The problem is the white race, we don't blame him. I've told you guys this over, and I'm going to say I did it. Because I asked all of you, let's come to this center point and file genocide complaints against this man from a traditional perspective or a tribal government's perspective. I said that back there. You all know that. Now, today, on September 10th, 2021, my little brother Bryce is me. Look, this shit is created by rich people. Rome did it. Again, listen to this history. We weren't even born then, but they written it yet. Rome started it. The Egyptians started. The Greeks started. The Mesopotamians started. And the Mediterranean started it. And now the Americas, they're all offsprings from that system that's creating genetic modified systems of saliva. All of it is, even in your food. Okay. The only things in the body of an animal that combats that and strengthens the body, zinc gland, pancreas, which you call sweetbread, kidney, and liver, and bone marrow to make rich broth for soup. God dang you guys. I don't want to talk white man. I understand what they're going to do. They're making attempts to do this. And you all were in those positions long time ago. I never run for a tribal government because this is what happens. So this is 2021, September 10th. What have we learned from past and present circumstances? A repeating history by the white race, and now our own people are repeating history because they believe the white man. Say this for a change. If this tribal government believes in them, go live with them and put an end to that and shut the governments down. Make sense? That's where real freedom is. But no, you keep doing that. You keep serving them. Well, goddamn, stop serving them. God, stop. Quit favoring the white man. Every time that fucker bends over, you want to go over and clean him. No, leave him alone. Quit thinking like him. Talk. This is where anger comes in. This is how white people are. White people have done this from day one because it's a genetic system that they're born and bred from. That man's the devil. Let's go say that to him. Come on, you guys. Let's all band together and go say it to him. You don't want to. You don't want to. You want to unify for something else. I want to come together to defeat this guy. It can be done. And it's proven fact.
The end of the longest war in America on a lie. And tomorrow the biggest lie should be revealed for those families.
So what is that
Calvin report?
I've been saying it all along. And the white race has been a liar from day one, and you all believe in it.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci and the Fauciites, all liars, man.
All of those white people are all imperialists. All of them come from rich backgrounds of people that support that bureaucracy, no different than a goddamn tribal government.
Hello.
The people that are struggling back here, they're struggling back here. And the hard part is you're allowing it.
Hey, Jennifer, oh, yeah, okay.
The cure to the virus.
Well, hold on, listen now. See, this is when you guys are still stuck in the white man's phonics. Enough of talking about him. We need to go after him. I don't want to hear all that. We know that. We're ahead of the game.
Hey, Chinupa.
Yes.
Malate. Hey, let's quit arguing because right now, this COVID is killing more white people.
Yeah, but
this
is what's happening. People, look. Nobody's living out here amongst the poor people that are. So it has nothing to do with arguing. People want to be right. No, if you're right, get the hell out of a tribal government. Get with the free people that are struggling. Get over here. You don't need that. If they take your wealth from you, so be it. They take your check away from you. Big deal. Get over here. Come on, we need you over here. The federal government makes you argue. The states are arguing in there. They will never listen to humanity because they all want to be right and you're wrong. You're lesser than them. But they never lived in it. They've joined the military. They've joined education. They became college stuff. And they're all having that, but they forgot who they are. Deep in their heart, That Indian is not alive because he's going to still run to the white man's medicine. That Indian is going to still go over there. You know you do that. You're going to run over there again. So that's my point.
Live free or die slave.
Somebody's got to call out these lies, man.
You can do it, too, in a tribal perspective. You have a position to do that. As we're doing it out here. You can't do that. You can do that. Don't say no, you can. You're in a position to do that. That's why they voted for you. They put you in there to dispense justice for them.
About in something and they voted it down regarding the people, you know.
If you got all the people to back with you and go in there, this is what the system does.
Yeah,
they wanted to do this to
stop
you guys.
People
so
by giving them $500, you know.
I'm going to disagree with that, man, because
I started,
all this
I
is
started
about
the fight
money.
When they give you $500 for back
to
me.
Yes, it is hard to fight, but there's people
saying,
that you've got to know how to talk to them. You got to know how to talk to them. The people are so down, dependent on a system. They're like a little bird waiting for somebody to give him a worm. When there's nobody going to give it to him. All the birds' adults are gone now. That's what the struggle is. Look at it. The privilege of the white man grows, and the homeless and the poverty grows even bigger.
This virus is going away, but look at that drum they're pounding right now. Big bomb drum pounding right now.
Anyway, we're getting close to the bottom of the hour. It's always like that when it's the bottom of the hour. We always come to that kind of thing. But when the show begins, we never engage. See, that's the hard part. And I love it. I love heated conversations like this. That's my motto, man. Jabril, we're coming down to the bottom of the hour, and you guys need to start tuning in tomorrow. Come on board.
Can I say one thing before we go? Can I say one thing before we go?
Well, we're about out of time, folks. We got enough time for a song, and we're going to have to pick this back up tomorrow, same time, same channel. Jesus, Voices of People, Tanupa, you want to sing a song for us before we close out?
Yes, I'm going to close this with this song, man. This is your people's song, okay? To all of you, this is it. This is the song.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.